Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is going to be a real big test on Saturday. 1:45 kick. Could Jobs be on the line? I'm not entirely sure if they'll pull the plug. Their opponent did. But that's why we bring on the experts, Chris Thomas, with you till 10 o'clock on 92.9 The Game tonight. We welcome in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Jason, I'm sure that you've been more excited than you will be tomorrow to call a United game, but still, nevertheless, we have a match tomorrow at 1:45 p.m. Let's start with this. How likely do you believe, if they do not get a positive result in this match, that Gonzalo Pineda will have managed his last game for the club?
I honestly have no idea, because you got to look at the schedule right now as well. It's not easy to make changes, because you're straight to Charleston for a Tuesday Open Cup round of 16 match. You're leaving Monday. You're playing Tuesday, and then you have another home game after that. So what you have to focus on, and what this group has to focus on at the moment, is creating some momentum and going up against the team in Nashville that did get a win on Wednesday but has not looked like themselves at all this season. And you have to take advantage, even if you're depleted, missing Thiago Almada and missing Yorgos Yakimakis.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you for a health update on those guys. What's the latest?
They're both out for this one. Minor muscle injuries with Almada. It's a calf, and Gonzalo Pineda talked about it after the game on Wednesday when Almada came out in the first half. He felt it in the pregame warm-up, decided to try, thought it would loosen up. It didn't, so he had to be subbed out. They expect he can be back fairly quickly, but calf injuries are tricky. They're not always a straight line. Like hamstrings, I think you have a better sense of it. That's what Yorgos is dealing with. It's a minor hamstring injury, so not the 4 to 6 week variety, but you know, it might be a week or two, and you just don't know how these guys respond to treatment and get them back. So when you start talking about, you know, what should be happening with this team and how they should be playing, you go back to Wednesday, and that match completely turned with Almada's injury and first half goal, and you couldn't find the firepower to break through.
So who is, or who are, should I say, next men up to try to fill those spots? Two very important ones at that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, because, you know, you look at this team with the injuries they've dealt with this season, it's been in two very specific groups mainly. It's been the center back position. Luckily, you're getting healthy there. Steven Gregerson was able to get back on the field after his concussion, after coming back from the meniscus tear and surgery. He's getting closer to being able to play 90. I don't know if he's quite there yet, but he's available. So center back's gotten better after injuries to Williams, who is still out. Gregerson, you know, the issues with Cobb at various points, but he's played well. The other one is up top, where for a while there, you had Yakimakis and TRA, Jamal TRA, both out. You added Daniel Rios. Now, with missing Yakimakis, you've gotten Jamal TRA back, and you have Daniel Rios. So my expectation is one of the two of them, obviously, up top. And then it's interesting, because you could go a lot of different directions with replacing Thiago Almada. Now, remember, we saw him on the wing on Wednesday in Cincinnati. He was going to cut inside a lot, but he was playing from a winger position with three central midfielders. So you could do that again and play someone on the wing like Ashande Silva if he can give you close to 90, another guy who's been injured at various points of the season. You could go with two up top with Thierry and Rios as well, who was part of the MLS Next Pro Best 11 last year. I think Firmino has started to find his form a little bit after those two goals in Open Cup. It's a tough adjustment if you're a player like Firmino who played specifically with the twos last year, played a lot of minutes. And then this year, he hasn't played a lot and bounced back and forth between the first team and the second team. I think he started to get the hang of that and his sharpness is back. So if Firmino gets called upon, I think he comes in with confidence.
Is there a player maybe that's up and coming or a guy that maybe they've been sitting on in the second tier division that you feel like could maybe come in and give the team a spark? Because I thought Mike Conte had some really interesting comments after the game and throughout the week on the radio station about it, just seeming like they don't have that energizer bunny that they really need right now to reinvigorate the club.
Firmino can be that. He's not the energizer bunny type. And yeah, you'd love to have that right now. Firmino's a little more understated, although in the attacking third, he comes to life. And you can see him when he starts to connect and starts to feel it, how he brings others into the team. I think another one, and he started on Wednesday, is Jay Fortune. I think Jay Fortune's the guy who brings a ton of energy, ran more than anyone in the first half on Wednesday night. He brings a ton of energy to that midfield. He's a different kind of personality. But the thing is, you got to remember, and this is what's so hard right now for this team on two fronts. Results, you got to find them. There's just no way around it. You've got to get some results right now. But you also got to manage minutes for these guys because you don't want more injuries to pile up. So could Fortune turn around and play again? Does that mean William Ba comes back into the team because he didn't play on Wednesday and he's fresh? It's really tough to find those sparks at the moment because you're having to use them consistently. So you play one on Wednesday, say, you know, like Fortune. He might not be able to give you another 90 minutes this weekend. Maybe he can give you something off the bench. So that balancing act, when you're dealing with the pressure of not finding results, man, it's a really difficult formula to try to solve.
Talking with our buddy Jason Longshore here ahead of a critical match for Atlanta United versus Nashville SC, kickoff right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow, 1:45 p.m. I'll actually be on right after, so I'll be able to break it down depending on what type of result they get. Jason, when it comes to trying to pinpoint exactly what the issues have been, not even going match by match, but just as a season as a whole, as you sort of look at it from the bird's eye view, what would you say is the main, if you had to just characterize one main thing that has been the main bugaboo for this squad?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Entire season, what is it?
The biggest one to me is after the good start where goals were coming and the defense was good, everything was clicking, the goals dried up. The goals dried up first when you lost Giakoumakis for a period of time, and then you lost TRA as well. You weren't finding goals in games. And what happens when you get into those spots when, you know, you start to lose that confidence? We're gonna score two here tonight. No worries. We're gonna score two. Just keep it down to only don't concede more than one. You start to have that mentality when you're scoring goals consistently. That mentality flips really fast when you're struggling to get a goal. Then everybody tightens up. Then you feel like you can't make a mistake. And when you play trying not to make the mistake, to make mistakes, and you don't play freely. And that's what it felt like to me. The goals dried up. Then the defense started to get too tight, make one or two mistakes, and games started to turn. But even with all that, the momentum has been the biggest thing. And right now it's negative momentum. It has to flip, because it feels like if you go back to that Philadelphia game where it's 2-0, you're up at home, you are cruising, and Edwin Mosquera makes the right decision to try to play a ball back to Brad Gazan, and he mishits it. He overcooks it. He duck hooks it right to a Philadelphia player. They score. That switch flips, and they haven't found a way to flip that switch back the other way. That momentum has gone against them. They have to manufacture some momentum here. But more importantly to me, they got to get goals. Because if you're not getting goals consistently, you can't ask the defense to throw clean sheets every single time. You've got to find some goals, and you've got to get your goal scorers going. And now it's not going to be your regular goal scorers. It's got to be somebody else.
Right now they are sitting in 12th place in the table with 12 points. At what point during the season do you start to have legitimate concerns about not making the playoffs?
This league is so tight. It's hard to do that early at all, because we've seen it happen. I mean, go back to and over the last few weeks, Gonzalo Pineda's been asked about this over the past few weeks. Seattle Sounders have been the poster children for bad starts and then getting hot at the right time and being in the right form to go win championships in the playoffs. That's not a life you like to live, because this is the other effect of that. When the results aren't going your way and the pressure gets intense and the noise gets loud and it's just difficult, this is when that's tough. It can be done. You can flip it, but it doesn't start to flip if you don't find those goals.
All right, last one before we let you go, wrapping up with our buddy Jason Longshore. Follow him on socials as well, at Longshoe. Do Atlanta United get their first MLS win since March 31st tomorrow?
Man, I want to have some faith in this one, because Atlanta's had some good memories here in Nashville, and Nick Firmino is the guy that might be the surprise element. So I am going to bring you some positivity and say yes.
All right, we love to hear it. And again, Jason and Mike will be on the call 1:45 kick tomorrow. Pre-game starts an hour before that with our buddies Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman. And then I'll be on right after the match is over, and we'll break it all down. All right, Jason, appreciate you as always. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
All right, that is our good buddy Jason Longshore. It is a tough sledding right now for the Five Stripes, man. They haven't gotten 3 points in, again, since, I was about to say calendar month, it's been a lot longer than that, since March 31st. That was the last time they had a win in MLS play. All right, when we get back, again, you know what the drill is tonight. We're talking Kirko Chains, Kirk Cousins. What are your expectations for Kirk Cousins in 2024? We put aside the Michael Penix talk for now. Let's focus on the guy who's actually going to be slinging the rock this season for the Atlanta Falcons. If you take his last 5 years and you average them out, that would be the best season the Falcons have had since 2018. So you can give me stats, you can give me wins, or you can give me a vibe check. What are your expectations for Kirk Cousins in 2024? Your call's next at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. It is Chris Thomas hanging out with you. An hour in the books, two to play on a beautiful Friday evening in the A. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and of course, on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.